The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, June 27, 2023. There is no impunity for criminal acts in Cuba, officials from the National Revolutionary Police and other criminal investigation organizations said during an interview on the Cuban News television channel. Law enforcement officials denied the veracity of alleged violent acts spread on social networks, including armed assaults on buses and hospitals, as well as assaults and kidnapping of children, for which they blamed the media warfare promoted from abroad, seeking to give Cuba the image of a failed state. According to Colonel Hugo Morales, chief of the patrol brigade of the general management of the National Revolutionary Police, there are people who post information on social networks without verifying it in an unscrupulous manner and so as to generate panic among the population. Colonel Manuel Valdez, head of the crime-fighting body of the Technical Department of Investigations, pointed out that all the reported criminal acts that really take place in Cuba are investigated. Most of the cases have had a quick response and ended up with the arrest of perpetrators within 48 hours. According to him, more than 90% of the crimes involving the use of firearms are solved, as well as 98% of those that result in the death of a person, and these do not have an expiration period. Therefore, the inquiries do not stop until solved. Regarding the allegations of impunity, Colonel Morales pointed out that they are false and assured that the police forces work together with the population in providing protection and security guarantees to citizens by permanently strengthening the surveillance and patrol system. A United Nations evaluation of the U.S. military prison in the illegally occupied territory in the Cuban province of Guantanamo determined that its closure is a priority due to the injustices committed in those facilities. The Special Rapporteur on the Protection of Human Rights While Countering Terrorism, Fionnuala Ni'aoloin, met some of the prisoners during a visit to the site and found that all of them live with constant damage as a result of systematic practices of torture and arbitrary detention. The rapporteur explained in a statement that for many, the line between the past and the present is extremely thin, and past experiences of torture live on in the present with no obvious end in sight. In addition to other transgressions of fundamental guarantees, he cited deficiencies in health care, inadequate access to family, and arbitrary detention characterized by constant violation of fair trials. For this reason, Ni'aoloin declared that it is a priority to close this facility. The Cuban Society of Endocrinology and Diabetes is celebrating its 70th anniversary with a commitment to stimulate scientific research related to chronic diseases that affect the quality of life of patients. The president of that union, Dr. Silvia Turcios, pointed out that a scientific conference is being held at the Institute of Endocrinology of Havana to commemorate the anniversary and also with a view to improving the care practice that concerns these pathologies. As part of the activity, the progress of the specialty and the results of the work of great professionals such as Doctors of Science Daisy Navarro and Hilda Monteagudo will be reviewed topics related to diagnosis and therapeutics of certain diseases such as diabetes will be updated. Honorable figures who promoted the development of these branches of medicine in the country, such as the late Drs. Oscar Mateo da Costa, founder of the Institute of Endocrinology, and Bartolome Arce Hidalgo, pioneer in studies on in vitro fertilization in the nation, will also be honored. The American musician, composer, and arranger Jonathan Horde will offer two concerts in the Cuban capital on June 28 and 29. Horde will star in both performances at 7 p.m. local time in two well-known concert halls in Old Havana, the first at the Martí Theater and the second at the Theater of the National Museum of Fine Arts. He will also participate in exchanges with Cuban musicians and students of the artistic education system. The interpreter's visit to the island will culminate on June 30, endorsed by the Cuban Ministry of Culture and the Cuban Institute of Music. Writer Abel Prieto, president of Casa de las Americas, highlighted the holding on June 26 and 27 of a meeting of the National Council of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, UNIAC, in Havana. The meeting is running at the headquarters of said institution as a space for rigorous and committed dialogue of the national intellectual and artistic vanguard with representatives of the institutions of the Cuban cultural system. According to a message on its Twitter account, the association continues to defend systematic dialogue with cultural institutions and society in order to find solutions to problems raised by creators. The organization assured to focus on everything that can be done, from a culture as a transformative energy to face global colonizing waves. And in the international agenda, we have that Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Monday recalled the 115th birth anniversary of Chilean leader Salvador Allende, whom he described as a complete revolutionary, an example of dignity and courage. Díaz-Canel stressed on Twitter that Allende was not only a great friend of Cuba, but also of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. Meanwhile, the member of the Political Bureau and Secretary of Organization of the Central Committee of Cuban Communist Party, Roberto Morales, tweeted that the legacy of former Chilean president is more alive than ever. Meanwhile, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and his Argentine counterpart Alberto Fernández will launch a plan with almost 100 actions to resume the strategic alliance with the neighboring country. Lula received an honored Fernandez, who is visiting Brazil for the fourth time this year within the framework of the 200th anniversary of bilateral diplomatic relations. Before receiving Fernandez, Lula announced at the Itamaraty Palace, headquarters of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, that the country has been working to create an integral financing line for Brazilian exports to Argentina. The Brazilian head of state stated that the nation implements new and creative solutions to allow greater financial integration and facilitate exchanges. Argentina is Brazil's third largest trade partner globally after China and the United States. Brazil is the most important in South America, but faces a severe economic crisis with a devaluation of the local currency, loss of purchasing power, and high inflation indexes. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.